into the comfort of the faceless crowd. As an object lesson in becoming an individual, in the following chapter, I trace what Kierkegaard calls spheres of existence or stages of life's way, and conclude with some observations about how Nietzsche would view this project of becoming an existential individual. Shortly after the end of the war, Sartre delivered a public lecture entitled, "Is Existentialism a Humanism?" that rocked the intellectual life of Paris and served as a quasi-manifesto for the movement. From then on, existentialism was associated with a certain kind of humanistic philosophy that gives human beings and human values pride of place, and with critiques of alternative versions of humanism accepted at that time. In Chapter 3, I discuss the implications of that problematic lecture, the only one Sartre ever regretted publishing, as well as his contemporary Martin Heidegger's response in his famous Letter on Humanism. While the supreme value of existentialist thought is commonly acknowledged to be freedom, its primary virtue is authenticity. Chapter 4 is devoted to this topic as well as to the nature and forms of self-deception, or bad faith, that function as its contrary. I relate authenticity to existential individuality and